This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news in brief for March 22nd. I'm Paul Plack. Boeing's 747-8 Intercontinental made its first successful test flight as scheduled Sunday over Washington State. The conclusion of flight testing, certification, and first customer deliveries are all expected in the fourth quarter of this year. Construction's underway on a second facility to be leased by Boeing in Oklahoma City. The workforce there is growing as Boeing flees Long Beach for what it calls Oklahoma's positive business environment. Southwest Airlines is asking for help from the National Mediation Board in settling on a new contract with 185 dispatchers represented by TWU Local 550. Chicago's Adler Planetarium, which hopes to score one of two available retiring NASA space shuttles for exhibit, has released a rendering of an impressive glass pavilion and learning center that it says it would build to house the spacecraft. NASA is hosting its first open-source summit at Ames Research Center in Mountain View, California, March 29th and 30th. ICAO has accepted a large-scale model of the new Bombardier C-Series commercial jetliner as a special gift for use at its headquarters as a lobby display. Solo Aviation in Venezuela has signed an agreement with GE Aviation to become an authorized service center for the M601 and H80 turboprop engines. The U.S. Army plans upgrade mods for 368 of its OH-58 Kiowa Warrior Scout helicopters to add improved avionics, better sensors, and stepped-up overall performance. IMC Club International has released a new mobile app for the Android and iPhone to disseminate aviation-related news. And Jeppesen says it's completed a successful rapid decompression test of the iPad 2 to an altitude of 51,000 feet. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's special feature, NAFI's Jason Blair talks about changes made by the FAA to the airman knowledge tests last month without notice. Student failure rates skyrocketed. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.